Time for today's impossible question. Over 75% of people say there are some days they are too tired to do this. What is this? 716-265-0985.
Too tired to do this.
Today's impossible question. Yes, 75% of people, I'm in that category, they say there's some days they're too tired to do this. Sometimes it's not even that you're too tired / unmotivated. 716-265-0985. That is today's impossible question.
I was looking at the weather, looking forward, and I was looking for one of those, you know, days where it's going to be 72 again, because we've got just a great, it's been a great run where every week there's been this one day. Do we get any of those this week? Anything in the 70s?
No, it's going to stay in the 50s, but I mean, that's not bad. I mean, for November?
Not the worst.
No, not at all. 52 today, looking for a high of 56. Tomorrow's high is 56 again. Saturday's high 50. Sunday 58. Let's go to the phones and see if we can find a winner of today's impossible question. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Mike.
Mikey. Over 75% of people say there's some days they're too tired to do this. Mike, what is it?
Make dinner.
Make dinner, Mike, for the win. Out of the gate. Look at you,
first
Mikey.
In for the win.
Mike, 75% of people say some days they're too tired. Do you ever fall into this category?
Yeah, I play Knicks game and we go to Olive Garden.
That's what I'm talking about, buddy.
Nice.
The solution has two words, Olive Garden.
I felt, you know, earlier we talked to a woman named Darlene who used to make the salads at Olive Garden. I felt bad, but I'm still going to eat the salads. She just said it was hard work to do it. How about you, Mike?
Well, I heard that part, and if you go to Olive Garden and ask them to purchase the cheese grater, they will sell it to you.
No kidding. What about the dressing?
We got to that point, and we now own one of those graters.
Oh, I love that. What about the dressing, Mike? Do they sell that?
Yeah, they sell it at the stores, I believe. You can Olive Garden Italian dressing at Tops, Wegmans, Dollar General.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to look for that.
Oh, yeah. That's everywhere. Okay. That's everywhere.
Is it?
It's right
I
up
just
there
haven't
with
seen
the
it.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Yeah. You can find it anywhere. Yeah.
Okay. I'm buying it.
Aldi.
Mike.
Next time you're at Aldi, it seems to always be in that weird aisle.
Okay. All right. Good.
I'll teach her how to shop Aldi one
Thank
of these
you. Days. That. Mike, how has the week been for you?
Not bad so far.
Okay. All right. What was your biggest surprise this week, Mike?
Trump winning, to be honest. I was rooting for him. I didn't think he was going to win, and I'm surprised and grateful.
And the way, and you know, it's nice that you're open about a lot of people don't even talk about what they're doing voting-wise, but were you happy with the election process this year? Because the past few elections have been a little bit weird, I would say.
Yeah, and I was very surprised that the results came in as fast as they did, given how long it took for them to figure it out during COVID. But
you and me both, I thought this was going to be drawn out for weeks.
Yeah, I felt like we wouldn't know until like this weekend, but we found out pretty quick.
We really did. And did you follow the polls? And then were you surprised at how different what the polls said and what the actual numbers were?
Yeah, I've never been able to trust the polls. It seems like, you know, they do the best they can to forecast, but they're always off somehow.
Right. This is like that forecasting. It's like those like rare times when they say we're going to get this humongous storm, go out and buy milk and bread, and then nothing. And that's how I felt this forecasting was this week.
I've never understood that milk and bread thing. Like those are like the last two things I'm thinking about buying if I'm going to be stuck at home for.
Yeah. Well, Mike, let me ask, when they do say a big storm's coming, what is on your I got to get this list? What's on yours?
Probably about 40 pounds of chicken wings.
Nice. Nice. And something to wash it down. Excellent.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Nice cold one. Thanks.
Good job.
Mike's in for the win.